A new research by Good Things Australia shows almost half of Australians find it difficult to spot a scam, and nearly a third of Australians don't know the difference between real content and AI-generated one. The most vulnerable sector to scams are grandparents, but also young adults aged 25 to 34 struggle to bank online, meaning the digital gap is across the board. Last week, Get Online Week raised awareness about how important digital skills are and produced resources for everyone to use. The Wire's Eduardo Jordan started asking CEO of Good Things Australia, Jess Wilson, to explain more about the research.
So we were really interested in understanding where Australians were thinking about technology today, because so much of our world requires us to be engaged in technology. And what we found is that one in three Australians can't tell if online content is real or is AI generated. And with, you know, so much AI generated content being available today, it's really, really important that people are able to tell. And actually, almost half of Australians were saying that scams are getting harder to spot. So, I mean, that's really important for us to be supporting people around, because we don't want people to get scammed. I mean, the last thing I would say is that one in four Australians were worried about how AI will affect them and their loved ones. So, you know, clearly Australians are thinking a lot about the impact of AI and emerging technologies on their lives.
Now, what's the biggest risk for people who can't spot AI-generated content or, you know, being in front of a scam?
Yeah, I mean, I think the biggest risk around not being able to spot AI-generated content is two things. One is scams, so people being scammed out of money. And the other is around misinformation and making big decisions based on information that's not correct. So they're really the two key things that we see as key problems for people today.
So Jess, why are digital skills so important these days? And why do you think there's a gap in digital literacy in Australia?
Well, I mean, digital skills are important because just about everything we do in our society today requires us to engage with technology in some way. So if it is about, you know, accessing government services, if you're in a remote community and you want to access telehealth or you want to access banking services, any of those things, you need to be able to have technology. So internet connection and the technology and skills to be able to use it. So that's really, really important. If we want to be learning, if kids want to be engaging in school and education, you need to have those digital skills to be able to do that. So it's really, really important that we have the digital skills and confidence to be able to participate. I mean, what we know is that people still feel a little bit less confident around keeping up with technology today. So we want to make sure that people have the opportunity to learn in a way that makes them feel confident and in a way that's supported.
And I'm guessing this goes towards more, you know, elderly people and people in regional communities. Am I correct in assuming this?
The people that are more likely to be less confident with digital skills are definitely older people. So older people are likely to need a bit of extra support in staying up to date. But it's not just older people. We actually know that young people, with people, everybody assumes that they are digital natives, but they might be able to use a mobile phone, but get them to write an email or use a laptop to do their learning, that may still be a challenge for people. Also, we know people with disabilities are more likely to be digitally excluded, so not as feel as confident. And people who are refugees or migrants who have come to this country and have English as a second language also struggle with that access to technology.
Now, last week you had the Get Online Week. What was the purpose of this week and how did Australians react to Get Online Week?
Yeah, Get Online Week is a yearly campaign that we have, and we have 700 events happening all over the country where people get to go to a community space, so a library or a community centre or a local support group, where they can learn something about technology and do that in a fun and really lighthearted and supportive way. Because we know that people learn best when they're in a place where they already feel comfortable, and so it's really important that we have those kinds of opportunities for people to learn.
And what can Australians do to be more tech-savvy in spotting scams and AI-generated content? And where can we get more information about this?
Well, definitely I would recommend people have a look at our website, goodthingsaustralia.org. There are some amazing resources there on how to spot deepfakes and get people to practice. There are some games on there where you can kind of test yourself about whether you can spot which thing is AI generated or not. So there's some great content available there. I mean, what I would say is it's really important for people, if they see something that is too good to be true, then it probably is. So please don't, you know, make hard, big decisions about something without talking to another person. So having a trusted person you can check things with is really important to being able to manage scams.
CEO of Good Things Australia, Jess Wilson there, speaking with The Wire's Eduardo Jordan.